Do you promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
I want to start by giving you my conclusions. I've been working on all-cause mortality and its analysis for more than 3 years, and I've written more than 30 reports about it, detailed scientific reports. Some of them are more than 100 pages long, with many figures and graphs and detailed interpretations. And I've come to the following conclusions that I will try to demonstrate, you know, how you must come to these conclusions by my material here that I brought today. And the conclusions are as follows. First of all, if governments had done nothing out of the ordinary, if they had not announced a pandemic, had not responded to a presumed pathogen, have done nothing other than what we normally do when we have a high season of mortality in the winter, then there would have been no excess mortality. Nothing special would have happened. That is a conclusion that I hold firmly from analyzing the data. So in that sense, there was no pandemic that caused excess mortality, none at all. There was the usual ecology of pathogens, viral, bacterial, whatever you want to imagine. There's a huge ecology of pathogens that we live with. They're always there. We get sick, we recover, sometimes we die. That's all true, but there would have been no excess mortality beyond the historic trend if we had just left things alone. So there was no pandemic in that sense. The second point I'm going to be making is that the measures that governments applied, which I would think of as an assault, there were many different kinds of assaults against people, and those assaults definitely and quantitatively caused excess mortality in many jurisdictions and at various times during the pandemic period. Very significant deaths. In some jurisdictions, relatively little, and so on. And the final point is that the vaccination campaign, the COVID-19 vaccination campaign itself, definitely caused excess mortality in indefinite peaks that are seen that are directly associated with various vaccine rollouts of different doses to different age groups and in different jurisdictions. And you can see those excess mortalities immediately. There is no way to escape the conclusion that the vaccines definitely caused death in a significant number. And I'll give you what those numbers are in my presentation.